Next, I return to Mark's laboratory to find out what Bishoyan Yoga's brain slice was revealing.
So we're now recording from the slices that we cut earlier on. What we're doing is we're carrying out extracellular local field potential recordings.
So you've got the little brain slice in the recording chamber, and an electrode is being stuck, or a few electrodes actually, are being stuck into the tissue, and you're recording the electrical activity around the brain tissue, so not in one particular nerve cell.
No, it's so the brain slice contains networks of neurons, networks of brain cells. And the particular type of recording that we are doing is we're using a glass micropipette, so a very small electrode, and we insert it into the brain slice, and we're recording the network activity. So the activity that is generated by tens of thousands of neurons around the tip of that electrode.
So we've got the trace here of, if you imagine a graph in which the y-axis, which points upwards to the sky, is measuring voltage, like electrical voltage in your house.
Yeah.
And on the x-axis, it's time in milliseconds. We're going to transform that voltage into a sound. So this is a standard nerve network with a tissue producing electricity. And now, Mark, you're adding a solution of something to the brain tissue.
Yes, so the peritumoral samples that we obtain, so this is derived from work that we've been doing in Newcastle. What we found is that in the brain slices that we get from these peritumoral regions, there's spontaneous interictal discharges. So these are ongoing events which are indicative of a bad bit of the brain, so a bit of the brain which has got a much lower threshold for these pathologically excitable events. And we, as I say, we can see these events spontaneously in this peritumoral tissue. So what we're trying to do now is we're trying to manipulate that brain slice to actually go from an interictal stage to an ictal stage. And an ictal stage is when you actually have a seizure. And why that's important is we're trying to understand the mechanisms that underlie the transition from the interictal stage to the ictal stage, and trying to then interfere with that change using various blockers to tell us something about the mechanisms that are involved in seizures associated with tumours.
So you're basically causing the brain tissue to have a brain seizure.
Yes.
And it sounds a little bit, if you get to transform the voltage into frequency of sound, then it will sound like this. And this is much better than doing these types of experiments in, for example, a mouse or a rat tissue.
Well, there are models of brain tumours using animal models. They have various problems associated with them. So some people might argue that they're not really indicative of the human condition. What you have to do is you have to take human glioma cells and then inject them into the brain of a mouse or a rat. And then the tumour grows and the mouse or rat then has a brain tumour. But it might be argued that that doesn't truly recapitulate what you see in human tumours. There are a wide variety of different tumours that can be graded due to their pathology, and one might argue that the type of tumour that's being modelled in a mouse brain is only one type of model, and one that is not associated to some extent with tumour-associated seizures.
And how long can you keep these human brain slices alive in this artificial kind of brain solution then, CSF solution?
As long as the slices are kept oxygenated and they're provided with the nutrients via the artificial cerebrospinal fluid, in our hands we've been able to observe healthy slices for up to 20 hours. But one of the things that we would like to do is obviously extend that period of time. And we're now in Newcastle looking to explore culturing the slices to extend the life of the slice. And that will allow us to do lots of different experiments that require much longer epochs of time. There's been very few studies on trying to culture human tissue, and most of them have concentrated on looking at anatomical findings. But recently there was a report from a group in Paris that's now demonstrated that you can in fact culture adult human brain slices, and they were able to show that they could keep these slices alive and conduct electrophysiological experiments for up to 6 weeks. So it can be done. It's a question of modifying the existing approaches and optimizing them for adult tissue.
And then final question. Are there any other brain surgeries where you could get tissue, human brain tissue, in order to do experiments on?
Well, these samples all come from operations where the tumour and surrounding infiltrative zone are being removed. But we also obtain samples from patients who are undergoing mesial temporal lobe epilepsy and are having part of their brain called the hippocampus removed. And that's the type of work that we've been doing in Newcastle for about the last 6 or 7 years. And we've successfully demonstrated that we can record epileptic activity from tissue obtained from those patients as well.
All cutting-edge research.